Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I know you're glad in today, right now, just because you are alive.
Amen.
Oh, I know you're glad about that, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So greetings to you, 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 and you. So glad to be with you again today. And I'm so happy that you're on the other end. And I want you to know that we're praying for you and yours. And also today is your day to be blessed. I want you to remember that. This is your day to be blessed. And we are standing with you in agreement, whatever you need God to do in your life, we will do it. You know, whatever we can. There's nothing too hard for God. And when there's nothing too hard for God, that means he got somebody in your corner to help you. All right? Praise the Lord. Now, here is our sister here to pray because, listen, Now, if we don't call your name, let me tell you now, that's because you didn't call, okay? You didn't call. So, listen, since you didn't call, let me say it this way. We don't know to call your name because we don't know, right? We don't know what you need, what is there. The situation going on there and all. We don't know any of that. So just thank God for you, you, and you. Just being there right now. Now remember now, we have a prayer list and it goes on even after we're off the air. Okay? Yes, praise the Lord. Here is Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord, and we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind to a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father. Grieving the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you, Lord, Father, for your will be done, Lord, Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, for them and those that ask for prayer for them, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elise Bonds right now, Lord Father. Asking you right now, Lord Father, to touch her mind right now, Lord Father. Father, knowing, Lord Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her right now, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree right now, Lord Father, for those that ask for prayer for her, Lord Father, we continue to pray, Lord Father, for her mind. Father, for you said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Lord Father, but against principalities, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, Lord Father. Father, we come, Lord Father, holding her, Lord Father. Father, as we lay her before you, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the Eady family, Lord Father, and the passing, Lord Father, of Wallace Eady, Lord Father. Father, strengthen his family, Lord Father. Touch his children, Lord Father. Touch his sister right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we send forth peace and comfort to them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And let their mind, Lord Father, stay upon you and think about the good times, Lord Father. Father, as I even hold my apostle, Lord Father, before you, Lord Father, letting her remember the good times, Lord Father, that we had with him, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we just say thank you for giving us that time right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the Miller family, Lord Father. Suzette, Javion, Tori. Father, as we hold them before you, Lord Father, that was diagnosed with COVID, Lord Father, we thank you for bringing them through, Lord Father, as we continue to speak to their immune system right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, knowing that you're bigger than that, Lord Father. We thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father, for all that you're doing, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father, how you have touched Eddie and Erlen, Lord Father, Joel, Stephanie, and her son right now, Lord Father, Miss Lorette Francis, Lord Father, how you bring them through that COVID, Lord Father, so we know this is not too hard for you, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to touch and strengthen them right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams right now, as we continue to keep her in prayer, Lord Father, as she prepared to go on dialysis, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you for the kidney, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, that you can do it, Lord, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Leonard, Lord Father. Thank you for bringing him through his surgery, Lord Father. We continue to speak healing, Lord Father, to his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Chaney, Lord Father, asking you to touch her, Lord Father, as she prepared to go to surgery in a couple days, Lord Father. Father, give her peace in her mind and in her heart, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you will never leave her nor forsake her, Lord. And Father, we thank you for being that doctor, Lord Father. We thank you for being that nurse, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we continue to pray for Pastor James' sister, Lord Father. Father, you know what's going on, Lord Father, and we thank you for touching her right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to pray for Pastor Dungy, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to touch her body as well. From the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. There's so much, Lord Father. People in this world, Lord Father, need healing, Lord Father. Whether it be sickness, Lord Father, their spirit man needs healing, Lord Father. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We call upon you, Lord Father, for we know that there is no other God but you, Lord Father. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your mercy, Lord Father. Father, how you have touched, Lord Father, Shanika, Lord Father. Father, maybe one day, Lord Father, she'll come on and say what, Lord Father, you have done for her, Lord Father. We thank you and glorify and magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch like never before, Lord Father. Touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. Give them the ears to hear, Lord Father, and the heart to receive that word that is coming forth right now, Lord Father. Break the chains off their minds right now, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you for just having free course on this broadcast today, Lord. We thank you how we continue to touch many nations, Lord Father. Father, touch those, Lord Father, that are in need of healing right now, Lord Father. Those that are seeking, Lord Father, your face, Lord Father. Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Make ways out of no ways for them, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We glorify and magnify you, thanking you, Lord Father, for all that you're doing, all that you have done, Lord Father, how you continue to keep us, Lord Father, not even just on a daily basis, Lord Father, but, Father, every minute, every second of the day, Lord, knowing that it's not even promised to us, oh God. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, have your way. We thank you for healing and deliverance today flowing through, Lord Father, these airways, Lord Father. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father. It's you increasing them, bringing forth that rhema word right now, Lord Father. That word of correction, that word of preparation, that word of healing, Lord Father. That word of comfort, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, as it touch hearts and minds today right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Ooh, amen, amen, and amen again. I tell you, it's so many people to pray for. You know, if you're a prayer warrior, you can never say, I ain't got nobody to pray for. There is so many people, that, and a lot of people you know, a lot of family, a lot of friends, a lot of neighbors there to pray for. And don't just pray for yourself.
Come on now.
Pray for others also. Isn't that what joy is? Jesus,
yes.
Others, and then yourself?
Yes.
That's what joy means. You know, you get joy when you see God moving for other people. Now, I'm not saying no joy. It could be joy. Because my cousin, Wallace Edie, we were raised up kind of like together. And him and I was close since then, up until his demise, you know. And we miss him. We see each other every day and all of that, but we miss him because he was a great influence in our lives, all our lives. He was a friendly person, very friendly person. Everybody he meet was a friend, you know. And we miss him. And now listen. It wasn't just him. Another cousin died the same day in North Carolina. So it's two of them gone. And when I say they were close to my father, he was my father's nephew. So you know he was close, right? Praise God. So we pray for them. We pray for your family too, you that lost loved ones. We pray for them. Who's sick, may be suffering from the virus or any other thing that the devil unthrew upon them. And basically, cancer's going on. You know, my granddaughter, she has cancer, you know, and all. And well, Micah got heart trouble. So, praise God. I ain't saying he got that now. But the fact is, he's sick, you know. He ain't sick. He's sick, but he ain't sick. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? Because the word of God keep him. Do you, now you see what I'm talking about, huh? Because we won't allow him to leave here at this time. You have that same power. You don't have to allow them to leave right there. All right? You keep holding me every time the devil say, I'm taking them. I'm going to fix you praying for the sick. I'm going to fix you for out here delivering people. You know, he don't like it when you do those things. So let's do something. Let's make him mad. Let's make them mad, okay? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'm kind of wind up, you know. I am wind up, so y'all excuse me, but this old sister is wind up. And now let me tell you, God has been moving so powerfully. Okay? All right, let me give you this word that I always give you. Ideas are more elusive than Mercury, more numerous than stars, more valuable than gold. Ideas are more elusive than Mercury, more numerous than stars, and more valuable than gold. What kind of idea do you have? Huh? What is the ideas that you have? You know, we may be dealing with something like that today about these ideas, okay? And the fact is that God is so good, you know, until he's always giving his people ideas. And you have an idea right now. It may not be good. You may not think it's good, right? You may. But we thank, let me thank God for Sister Diane in prayer. She's be praying day and night, you know, and all. Praise God for people. People be calling because she's the intercessor, you know, and all. And she also my engineer. Praise the Lord. Been it for years and years and years. Amen. She's been right here. Amen. Commanding the boys. Amen. Whatever wish you call it. Praise God. And we thank God for Bishop Porter being here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for him. And most of all, we thank God for you, you, and you. Now, if you haven't been listening. Now, I'm not going to go further right now about the women because we are putting a lot together about the woman within. We're putting these things together, more of what you heard so far. But I'm not going to deal with that. It's just let me say a little something here. You know me. Just say a little something and I'll let somebody else say something. But right here, I came across something, and I wasn't going to really have anything to say at this particular time. But what it was is something that came across my eyes, you know, a little while ago. Praise God. Okay, do you mind? Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to be going on right on anyhow. But I am in Luke, the 14th chapter, and I'm just going to give you a little, you know, foundation here. I get the, 14th. And I'm going to start here at the 12th verse now. Y'all could read the whole thing if you want to, but I'm just going to go briefly through. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or supper, call not the friends, nor the brethren, neither the kinsmen, nor the rich neighbor, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. That, in other words, you be swapping dinners, okay? If you call me, I call you. That's the way it is, right? You know that's what you do, we do. But then thou makest a feast called the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed. Did you hear what he say, how you going to get blessed? Huh? Thou shalt be blessed. For they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the result, at the resurrection. I'm sorry, looking backward. At the resurrection of the just. See, God got a time to pay you back. Do you see? To reward you, let's put it this way, to reward us. But we don't seem to get it. We haven't gotten that yet. I'm going to go on. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Oh, he's talking good, ain't he? Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. Well, if you done bought it without seeing it, you sure don't need to see it now. See, I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, now that will make somebody angry, wouldn't it? As this is what he said to his servant, go out quickly unto the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed, the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. It might have not have been a whole lot of them, but we got them, and we still got room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. He ain't gonna even give you a smell. Why are you saying that? Because what I thought about is the many excuses people use. The many excuses people use today for not to do something, and most of them blame it on God. Well, now, the Lord says, now, I can't come to you, come over there with you right now. I can't do this right now. I can't do that because I got to do this and I got to do that. This is what happens today. I've been had it happen so many times. But listen. I'll be like this man. What do you say? Nobody going to taste of my supper. And I forbid, I tell people, this is what I do tell them. I say, you that have been here and heard the message, I told them, them ones that were supposed to be there, don't tell them nothing. In other words, they missed their supper. Hello?
Come on now.
Because they was bidden to come, asked to come. And they didn't. Hello? You don't see what I'm trying to say. So now what's your excuse? You know, we are full of excuses today. Okay? We have some legitimate excuses. Some of them are legitimate. But let me say this. When the Lord told us about to pray, what to pray for, that we should pray for discernment. We need to pray for discernment. You know when your discernment is working, You know when a person think much of you, don't you?
Come on now.
Now, let's be honest.
Come
we know that.
Now.
But we look and we just laugh and say, there's another little pole nut. He think I don't know nothing. Think I'm stupid.
Come on.
Now, that's what I say now. I have said it many a day because, let me tell you, a preacher bluntly told me one time, said, do you know, Pastor, I always said every time I saw you, she can't do nothing, she ain't got nothing, and had never heard me, you see? But how can you assume I can't do anything if you never listen? Think about that. So therefore, you got an excuse not to like me or invite me to your party or your supper. You see what I'm talking about? I got many people right now. Because of what people say, people assume things. Not asking, you know what the old people say? You know what? Go ask the horse. You know, get it from the horse's mouth. That's what they tell you to do, which is a true saying. See, if you want to know the truth, then ask. Not that you'll believe it, because you'd rather believe a lie anyway. But when we are full of excuses, I don't have any money because I can't send my tithes because I ain't got no money. Now, tell me one thing. Do you pay your rent? Do you pay your mortgage? Do you pay your car note? Do you buy food?
Preach, preach.
Then you got money.
Come on. Tell it.
See, a tenth of it belongs to the Lord without talking about the offerings and other things. You're supposed to even take care of the priest with your money. And God says he will provide the rest that you need. He told you now, a tenth. Then you pinch off some for an offering because you know that ain't going to be but a dollar. But in order not to have an excuse, he gave you 90% of your income to use. So you wouldn't have an excuse. You wouldn't have an excuse to be broke. Huh? When you say you broke, that means you lie. See? Then you're going to be broke. Did you get it? See what I'm talking about? These are things that people do, not just these days, but they've been doing it. They ain't just started doing it. They think that's a way of life, cheating God. But you cheat yourself out from all the blessings that he has for you, the things that he say. What did we say? Didn't we just tell you that he say he going to bless you? He said it. If you come to the supper, if you come and act like you got some sense and do the things you're supposed to do, because he said all things are ready. When he said all things are ready, that means you're going to be blessed when you come to the supper.
Amen.
See? You're going to have everything that you need or you desire, you want. People don't know the secret to success. See? They figure, well, I work hard. And man, you can work 3, 4, 5 jobs and still be poor.
Okay,
You know why? Because you have an excuse not to give God his part, his tithe.
Amen.
You have an excuse. If God tell you to go over here, do this, do that, you won't do it until you feel like you want to do it. That ain't the way it works. Do y'all hear me? Excuses. We have dreams and ideas, you know. Think about it. You got a dream. and somebody says, why don't you fulfill your dream? Do that. Well, you got an excuse why you don't do that. Well, you know, people like me, we ain't got no money. We poor. Well, why is you poor? Huh? Because you want to be poor, you want to have an excuse not to do it because you don't want responsibility. You don't want to give a person because you don't think they should have any of your money. But let me school you. It ain't your money. It's God's money. We got so many excuses. We say, well, you know, I know a dream like mine can't come true. I'm just me. See, you got to stop being me. It's time out for just being me. That's just another excuse not to do. And you wonder why you can't get what you want. You wonder why, I tried, but I couldn't get it. And they said, who is they? The devil? God said he was going to give you everything you need, what you want, some of your desires too. But if you don't do what he say do, you can't pay your tithes, you can't give no offering, you can't even serve. See, you don't want to serve because, well, if I serve them, it might make them feel like they're important. See, those are your thoughts. Who told you to think? Those are your thoughts. Those are not God's thoughts. If he say give it, you don't care. If the person got $40 million, if God tell you to give them some money, he's not doing it for that person that got $40 million. You're doing it for your own good so that your blessing could come. And it will continue to flow.
Talk about it. Preach, preach.
But you want to make an excuse. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but God must want you to, in this pandemic time, in this time when jobs are closed and money look like it's scarce. When I say look like it's scarce, it ain't scarce because Jesus made it all. He got it all, and he can give it all to you that he needs you to have. But because of these excuses that we have, well, the church door is closed. So,
come on now.
Is the ministry closed? Had the pastor throwed in the towel, say, I'm closing down, I'm getting out of it too?
Nope.
Not my
apostle.
See? You don't throw in the towel just because things look bad. It's always been a bad season. From the foundation of the world, it's been bad seasons. The prophets, the apostles, and all the matriarchs had bad seasons. But they didn't stop because of the bad seasons. They didn't stop. Listen, they had to give more at that time. Why am I saying that? They had to give more at that time than they have given any other time. It's when they looked like they was going to be poor. They ain't had nothing. Because that's what God requires to bring success into your life. Paul, he was telling them to give and all that stuff, but it wasn't for him. It was for you, so that you can have. Because that is the principle of God. That is the way God works. Not on excuses. 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 See? You can live like you want to live. You can live in a nice, beautiful house. You can have a beautiful, nice car. But you got to pay the price. In other words, you got to give. Let go of what you got. And listen, don't forget this. Now, it sounds like it's always money, 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 money. Yeah, that's a part of life. That's what God has made there to help us to make it, to live comfortably. But there's the serving part, see? They were looking for the servants. He called the servants in. See? He called some servants in. They didn't want to come. They gave excuses. When the people call, come to ask them, come tell them that, they say, come on, everything ready now. I got some good food here.
Come on.
Best cooks in town. Come on out to supper. But what happened? Everybody made excuses. For the life of me, how can you call it excuses? I done bought a piece of ground and I must see it. Go and see it. You mean you bought it and not seeing it? You still don't have to see it now. You could have waited, gone in and eat, then go by and look at your ground. It wasn't going nowhere. See, we make excuses that's not going anyplace. Do you get the picture? This is what we do. Well, now, you know, what'd he say? Huh? He got to go with his oxen. Well, the ox, what the ox going to do? He going to run away? Is he going to run away? I have bought 5 yokes of oxen. Yeah. You bought them. Now you got to go, what, test them? What you going to do, cut them up and eat them? Where they going? Excuse. See, just an excuse. Another said, I married a wife. Well, now I may can understand that one now. If you didn't court her, you want to be with her. But if you courted that woman before you married her, this is not the time. You and the wife ought to go to the supper. Say, sir, do you mind if my new wife come with me? Do you see? Excuses we make, huh? Do you think the Wright brothers had an excuse when they was making the mistakes and trying to airplane, trying to fly? Do you think they had excuse? No, they kept trying. And spending money for their dream, their idea, you see? Do you think when Winston Churchill, he was saying about a free Europe, there were things come up that he could have changed his mind or stopped? Do you think he would have done that? He would have never been Winston Churchill, would he? Think about somebody you very familiar with, Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King. All the challenges he came up against, and they came up against him. Putting in jail, all the stuff that happened to him, beating him up, all this stuff. But he didn't stop, did he? He kept going. He didn't give an excuse. Well, they beat me up. I ain't coming here no more. Isn't that the first thing we'll say? I ain't coming there. I ain't going to mess with them no more. I've said it myself. See? But that was an excuse not to face adversity. That was the excuse. And then when I learned about, I was reading the book myself, for myself, and found out about how God blesses you, how he takes care of you through your giving. And I did didn't have anything to give at the time I thought I didn't have. We always think we don't have. It doesn't matter if you got a $1, 10% of it still belong to God, and you'll put 5 cents in too. That's 15. That's your tithes and offerings. And then watch God multiply it. Watch him multiply everything that you need in your pocket, in your life, your children, in your home, your car, your clothes, your shoes, your hair. Whatever you need, whatever you want, be multiplied. You have an increase. Because you dare to do. He said that long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest is there remains. If you plant seed, you're looking for a harvest. Amen. So if you don't plant seed, you won't get no harvest. You have nothing but burned up dry grass. Because of excuses. We and excuses. Always making excuses. So many. Think about Mother Teresa. She vowed to be poor. Yet she wasn't poor because people were giving money from all over the place. She had to worry about nothing, but she vowed to be poor. And I'm still trying to say, if she vowed to be poor, how she was poor? Because God took care of her. Yeah. When you give of your service, of what he designated for you to serve, this is what I'm saying. You say you go out there and serve. I want to go serve the rich because they may give me some of their money. Some people ain't going to give you none of their money. And they going to cheat you on what they give you. See, you have to go where God sends you at. And it's he that gives you power to get wealth. See, that's who gives you power to get wealth, not another rich person. You ain't going to go up there, I'm going to be Oprah's friend because maybe she's going to do me like she did her friend, give her $1 million so she could be rich too. But that was her. When she see you, she ain't me. She, I don't know you. See, you don't know, and then that's another thing. You don't know what price you got to pay for that money. But you sure when you do what God say do, you sure he say what? It's he, God Almighty, that give you power to get wealth. He give it to you. See, he elevates you. You say, well, I'm elevating myself. I'm going to buy me a title. I'm going to buy me a position in church. You go buy one, but it won't be the real one. It'll be a fake. Okay, but when God place you someplace to serve, that is where you ought to serve. That's where your wealth would come in. The power of your wealth would begin to take hold on you. All the seeds, you would begin to sow your seed. Listen here. Listen. Now, if you don't pay your electricity in your house, they're going to cut it off, ain't it? So now you sow seeds into the electric company so you can get power. Isn't that right? All right, now. Try. Don't pay it. See. Well, don't you think God turned your power off? You say, no, but I'm still doing this. But are you doing what God say do and where he say do it at? I know you think it sounds hard, but it's not hard. It's right. It's right. Everybody need to learn that fact. church to, well, you know, God wants you to have holes in your shoes. Ain't nothing, I ain't seen nothing in the Bible say God said you're supposed to have a hole in your shoe. See, now I'll tell you an example that I told a lady one time. I was at this title office with a friend. And the realtor jumped up and talked all this trash, you know. Well, I can't take this church. Want all the money. Church is all the money. She knew I was in church, you know. You know, like, they go, I don't make no beans about it. I don't care where I am or who. I don't care what color you is. I just talk about the Lord. And she said, well, I don't like church because the church. I said, well, what church you belong to? I belong to the Catholic Church. I said, okay. I said, so you don't want your minister to have no nice car. That's what come up. She didn't want them to have a nice car because they taking all my money, talking about money, and tithes and offerings and all this stuff, and they buying all their cars. I said, well, answer this now. When your child is sick, you sick, or somebody in your house sick, and you call him. Now, if he got an old hoop to do, raggedy car, he ain't going to make it there to help you or pray for you when you call him, is he? Is he? No. I said, don't you think he ought to have a nice car so he don't break down on the way?
I know you're right.
Huh, when you call him? Well, I ain't think about that. I say, I know you didn't. Now it's time to think about it. Stop trying to put the preacher down because they got to have a good car to get to you. You always calling them for funerals. You calling them for christenings. You calling them for baptize this one and to do this. And, oh, pastor, my mama is sick. I need you to come and pray for them. My husband and wife is sick. I need you to come and pray for them. If they don't have a decent car, how they going to get there? You ain't coming to get them.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Huh? See, all the excuses not to give, I don't think the preacher should have no airplane. Well, if you calling him to preach every week, trying to go out there and get a commercial airplane ain't no fun. So if they want them an airplane, give them an airplane. Let them get the airplane. Why are you worrying about it? You go take that commercial airplane. See, they ain't going to let you ride because you ain't want them to have it in the first place. Excuses. Well, good for them if they got an airplane. I don't desire to have my own airplane because I ain't going to fly it.
Come on up on
that. And then you got to pay the pilot. You're still going to get up off the money. Then you got to buy to get the gas. The gas is high as a kite. Can you afford that now? Is you going to be chinchy with yourself? See? Your excuses shows who you are. Do you get the picture? Every excuse you make shows and how you feel about that minister, pastor, church, ministry, or whatever it is. When you don't sow into it, it shows that you don't care nothing about it. I know I thought that'd get you, didn't it? Got your attention then, didn't it? Excuses. That's number one is, you know, you talk about, well, my dreams ain't going to come true. I'm just an ordinary person. Well, that's who God used, ordinary people to do extraordinary things. That's what God uses. But he don't use excuses. He ain't having no excuses. Did you know that? I did it because. See, that because messed up right there. Shows you coming up with another excuse. Now, you would say too, well, I have big dreams. You have big dreams, but you don't want to do big things. to get the big dreams to come to pass, do you? So, listen. Oh, that, I can't pursue that because it ain't big enough. How you going to do that? Another excuse. Excuses, people, excuses. And people have more excuses today. They have some legitimate excuses today because things are a little tough in certain places. But the only place you're going to be safe is in Jesus Christ.
Come on, preacher.
Do you hear me? Yes, the virus is spreading here, there, and all over the place. But God will place you in a secure place. Do you hear me? If you have moved according to when God told you to move before the virus came, come on now. Tell me that you know somebody done told you. Somebody told you God is going to send something through here, and you need to move here, there. And I told many of people, well, these are people I thought was good friends. But I told them. But they called me a few choice names. But I said, well, that's all right, but I'm moving. I'm gone. You don't have to go. You don't have to follow me. I ain't say follow me. I just say go and say go to higher ground, a different ground.
Amen.
See, God wants to put you in a secure place.
Yes, Lord.
See, where you didn't have to worry. You just trust him. See, and when you trust him, you give according as he's commanded you to give. You give of yourself and your substance. This is what God requires, huh? See? Because your dream can come true. Even in this pandemic, your dream can still come true. You can look all over in the medias and everything and see how many people are succeeding in this time. Then ask them, how you doing it? They listened to the man or woman of God, and they gave. I know you say, well, they just want to get my money. No, you ain't got that much to be getting. See, so you just full of excuses. You just full of excuses. And every time somebody give me an excuse for, I just run behind a preacher one day. Well, it's a person that I know got the goods, but they just, every time I try to get them cornered into a place where they should be, they gave me another excuse. I think I did about 30 years of trying to get them, and they give me all the excuses till I got to the point of, hey, I got to get out of here, because if I don't, I'm going to mess up and mess up my own stuff.
Come on now.
Got to leave this alone, because you don't want to go. Well, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I say, no, you don't want to go, because I ask you to do something, and you told me, when you start on, that means that's another excuse coming. I don't want to hear it. I'm through hearing it. Make up your mind. When you make up your mind, you're going to have to find somebody else, because I'm gone. They'll make you lose your own soul, following these people when they start to, I can't call, so, I got to go here, I got to do this, I got to do that, and they ain't got to do none of it. And I ain't going to say what you got to do. I'm going to leave that one alone so I don't offend nobody. Huh? Then, you say, now is not the right time. Another one of your excuses. I ain't give you two. Now I give you another. Now is not the right time for it. For me to pursue my dream and to, try to bring my dream to, pass. Now is not the time. If God told you to do it, That was the time then. You just missed the opportunity. You missed the opportunity to do and to be where God called you to be. And you know what? Some of them visions you had and dreams you had of owning this and owning that and business and everything, that was the opportunity for it to come to you. But you gave an excuse not to, so therefore the opportunity has been delayed. You see? You say, how you know all that? How you know that? Because you lived in excuses. I lived in excuses. I'm too poor. And I gave an excuse to God one time. Well, I'm homeless. I ain't got no place to live. And these was excuses. See? He was taking care of me in my homelessness. He was still taking care of me. See? I didn't go hungry one day. Do you hear me? Still had clothes to wear. And guess what? Still had church. But I thought my homeless mean I ain't had no money to give God. I didn't have no tithes to pay. But every time I got a little bit of tithes, I don't care how much money it was. If it was 10 cents, I'd start the getting rid of that 10% and giving it to God.
Come on now.
I had to start small. Do you hear me? Till I got larger and larger. Then I know how to sow for what I do want. I had to, I sold for myself a place to live. I had to learn to sow and to let go hostilities that I had. I learned all that. That's why I can tell you about them excuses and the hostility, unforgiveness, and all that kind of stuff. You think you're serving God and preaching the gospel and, oh, you praying for people. And God was healing people, too. I was hostile. Had some unforgiveness running around there. But I couldn't succeed. See, I couldn't excel out of that homelessness place. See, are you like that today? Are you there? Are you there? If you're there, you need to get out right now. Get out of there and start doing something. I don't care how much you got in your pocket right now, you need to sow it. What you got in your bank account, you need to sow something out of there right now. If not, put it all in. Depend on how much blessing you're looking for God to do. And don't tell me, I ain't looking for God to do nothing. Yes, you are. Why are you sowing it? Because you're looking for God to bless you back. Because he said he's going to do it, so you want to put him to the test.
Come on now.
He told you to try him and see, didn't he? Well, try him and see. Won't he bless you? He can open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing, he said, that you won't even have room enough to receive. You can't even hold it all. God can do it. I'm telling you today, because you need it. You've been down in the mully grub so long. It's time to get up out of it now. You done been in the ditch. Then the enemy come down and throw some more mud on you. And you tell me, oh, Lord, I can't get out. Yes, you can. Do you want to get out? Do you want to give out? He said, behold, I give unto you power, power over all the power of the enemy. Don't care how many enemies put mud on you and bricks on you and whatever else, you can overpower it. Make a vow unto the Lord. This is what he said, make a vow unto the Lord. And when you make it, pay it. Whatever you promise God that you're going to do. we go around promising God. You say, well, I ain't promised God. Yes, you did. Did you promise God, people? The pastor, the preacher, the pastor, the prophet, the whoever, evangelist, who do you promise? Pay your vows. You want God to bless you. But how you not going to pay your vows and you and want God to bless you? It just don't work that way. See? He waiting for you. Waited for you to start. No matter how small it is, God wants you to start. You hear what I'm saying? Now, I know some people don't want to give us, but, you know, like us little people, us little color people of color, but they'll go on that TV because somebody called me and asked me that, and God knows I did all I could to keep my mouth shut.
Come on now.
Do you think it's all right? Do you think that's real? If you send them some money, give them some money. Nah, you want a blessing. You done worried me to death. Now you want some blessing, but you want to go to this person on the TV, which you've been worrying me day and night.
Come on now.
For months and months and months. And they give me a dime. Now you want to give them some money. Cause they and these people asking for $1,000. I think I've seen the time what they talking about. They were asking for $1,000. Now you ain't giving me a dime. Want me to prophesy to you, minister to you? Now I thought, you know, I did all I could to keep my mouth shut. I say, God help me right this minute. I need your help now, cause I'm about to tell this person something. Why is it hard? Why you got an excuse? Why you got an excuse? Why you got an excuse not to bless God's people, the one you getting fed on?
Come
from?
On, preach.
Huh? Every time you need prayer, you call them and you got to see them or talk to them because you know they can get a prayer through.
Yeah.
Well, how about them people on the TV? You don't know whether they can get a prayer through or not, but you want to give them all your money.
Come on.
Now, see, that excuse gets you. Now you see why the man say, they ain't going to taste of my supper.
Oh, Jesus.
You see what I'm saying? They ain't going to taste of the supper. He said they not going to even taste it. I'm not going to let them taste no supper. I ain't giving them nothing. If they starving, he say he ain't giving them nothing. Do you get high? You see what make a person do something like that? Because you forget so soon your promises. You forget. Hello?
Yep.
And you come up as a, what was that? Thing or Pastor George said to Bishop about the pastor of our church there, he said something saying, if you want social distance, lend somebody some money. Because they're going to duck you. See them excuses? See what excuses will do?
Yep.
Huh? See what excuses will do to you? Not. That, and when you ask her, well, I ain't got no money, and I ain't got nothing right now, but I give you as soon as my check come. When the check come, you don't know nothing about it. See, a check just ain't never got there. So they must be out those two.
Okay,
see? You see how excuses do people?
Yep.
You become distant from them because you got excuses. You don't want to pay them back when they lend you something and help you out of a hole.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to give them nothing when they pray you out of them holes you get yourself in. Well, how do I know they prayers was answered? Well, who else you asked to pray for you?
Come
speak the truth now.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know
you, listen, I tell you the truth. I know my prayers get answered.
Amen.
Because God tell me when you get healed, when you get delivered.
Come on now.
See,
yes,
he let me know because I asked. I said, God, did my prayers do anything for him?
Come on.
But they not going to say it happened. They say somebody else did it, and then they going to get them the money.
Yep.
Say, well, she don't need no money. How you know? Just because I'm not saying it? I'm not going around telling you I need some money because you ain't going to give me, don't want to give me none anyhow. So I keep on trusting God to make a way.
Amen.
I talk to him about it, and he move on people.
Tell it.
See, I've been telling people that for umpteen years since I've been in ministry. I said, listen, I don't believe in you and nothing else. I believe in God. I talk to God, and he talk to people.
Amen.
Who he know going to give me some money if I need some.
Mm.
Grant you there's some that didn't. That's their loss. You see, that's their loss because God had special blessings for them. And they didn't. What they did? Excuses. Huh? Excuses. Huh? Can you have an excuse not to love somebody? Well, I can't, just can't love them. I just can't love them.
Come on.
I done tried that too. Yes, I tried it. Listen, I don't mind telling you because you need to know the fact that you ain't the only one struggling with that. Do you hear me? There's some people it's just difficult to love.
Come on now. Come on. Woo, Jesus.
And you might as well admit it.
Have mercy, Lord.
And then I had to say, well, Lord, this person ain't really done nothing to me. Why is it that I can't love them? I got a problem here. In my private prayer time, I asked God. I asked God for years about a person. Because I tried everything I could think of now, not God. Was that an excuse? Yeah. To keep on not liking them. I might as well just tell you, that was an excuse to keep on not liking them. Okay? So, one time I said, well, God, listen, let me see, have I gotten over this thing yet? After 20-something years, I tried talking to them, calling them, and I said, well, Lord, I think there's a little bit left. I think I got to go to the drawing board again, God. I got to fast for myself. I don't want nothing standing in the way of me and God. It's easy for me to try to find out why, and so I can get rid of it, so I can love you regardless of how you've treated me, done me, worked witchcraft on me, whatever you done. I got to learn how to love you in spite of that stuff. Can't be looking for no excuses not to love you. If you disappoint me, I still got to love you. Curse me out, I still got to love you. I cannot find an excuse. Because God is not accepting excuses, people.
Come on, tell it to them, apostles.
And I hear excuses today why people are shooting up churches. What did God do to you? You can't shoot God, so you shoot the people. Because you can't get a hold of God. Well, if you shoot God, people, you're shooting God. And you're doing it to him. And so, therefore, you're going
to
have to pay. So whatsoever man sowed, that is what he's going to reap. And no amount of money in how you do it, give it, or what, is not going to stop it.
Even witchcraft.
Witchcraft ain't gonna stop it either. See?
Yep,
let me tell you.
Please.
See? Excuses.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all the excuses we have.
Yeah.
You say it ain't the right time? It's the right time. It was the right time today for talk about these excuses,
yeah.
Because every way we turn, somebody got a new excuse. And it ain't worth a hill of beans.
Right.
It don't get nothing. You ain't going to get nowhere. You're going to still be in the same situation, the same position.
Yep.
Hmm? Well, I can't cause. You know that. That's how we start. I can't. Is can't in the dictionary? I can't cause.
One time.
I can't cause. God ain't saying he can't. He say he can do anything but faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the only thing he don't do is fail. I didn't even say can't. I say don't do. Is he don't fail. Okay? Small things. Let me tell you. Small things become great things when God is in it. Because we serve a great God.
Amen.
Hello? We serve a great God. I know it may not be your kind of preaching. It may not be. I'm not really a preacher. I'm a teacher. Jesus, was he a preacher or a teacher?
He teach.
He went about teaching, didn't he?
And not inside the walls.
And he teach wherever he had to and whatever subject he had to deal with.
Amen.
Hmm? See, this is where we lose our focus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going from this to that to the other. According to the people that God wanted to reach, that's what he preached, he teach and taught.
Amen.
Do you get it? Tell you that. See, this is your time. I know you don't want to hear it, but this is your time. See? Your time. And you need to find out if this is the time for you to pursue your dreams. Huh? What dream? But then when you pursue them before they come, they ain't coming for nothing. They don't come for free.
Okay, now.
Huh? They going to come from high. How your dream come from? Two sources, God and yourself. He give them to you, don't he?
Amen.
So that make you part of it, isn't it? So that's two. See how you go? See how you go? Come on now. Get in the dream. Get in it. Let's work with your dream. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And when you work with the dream, that means you do something. Change your life. Isn't this pandemic time, it's time to change things in your life. You know you've been wrong all these years.
Yeah.
You know. Well, let me tell you. Huh? I'm right. Well, is that your last name? See? Then that's the only right you is, your last name.
Come on.
Hmm? You know what you've been doing. Ain't nobody got to tell you what you've been doing. You know what you're doing. You know when you come short. You know when you don't do right. Hmm? You know it. And you can lie to me from this day to Jesus do get here.
You know.
But you... wrong, you're just wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm just wrong.
Right.
I can't make me right when I'm wrong.
That's right.
And I can't make you right when you're wrong.
Yeah.
We have to accept whatever it is. See? And straighten it out. Get it right. God gave us space to work everything out and to make changes in our life. That's why we're still here with this virus. Because we have space now to get it right. This is your time, your season to get things right. Talk to the people you don't talk to. Tell them what you're supposed to tell them. Whatever it is, do whatever you're supposed to do. Pay whatever you're supposed to pay. You know you ain't paid no tithes in a month of Sundays. Well, how am I going to get through this pandemic? Well, I don't know if you don't do something for God. Do what you're supposed to do for God. I don't know if you don't pay your vows. I don't know. But I know if you do,
he going to take care of you. And you say, well, I believe the word that God going to take care of me. And then when he don't, then you're upset and mad and going to leave God. Huh? Well, you the one made the excuses not to. And that he gave you the choice. The choice is yours. The choice is mine. To do the right thing. You know when, whatever the name, Spike Lee wrote that movie, Do the Right Thing. This is a do the right thing time. Do you hear me? I think I'll preach that one day. This is a do the right thing time. You know that, don't you? Mm-hmm. This time, it ain't getting, you notice it's not getting any better. And you say, well, church will be back to normal. I done told you it ain't going to be back to normal, your normal. As they say, this is a new normal.
Yeah.
Huh? Get with it. Get in the flow. Huh? Get with it. That meaning you're going to have to do way more than you did in 2019, 18, 17, 16 on a... You got to do more than you did back then. Oh, you used to go to church and you just, well, I don't like what the preacher said, and you leave on out and go someplace else. Stop swapping churches like you swap clothes.
Mm.
See? Doing that.
Jesus.
Sometimes you're in a place and there's conflict going on there. You're supposed to be in that conflict. How you going to learn if you don't go through a conflict? How you going to learn? How's he going to grow you up? Listen, the caterpillar has to go through a whole lot of challenge to become a butterfly. It ain't an easy matter to become what God called you to be. It's not easy. He didn't make it easy. He made you to have challenge because when you have a challenge, you'll depend on him. And you won't be trying to find an excuse to get out of it. They used to tell me I'm crazy. I say, pray that God say, pour it on me, God. Pour it on me. Let me tell you. You know where I learned that from? I'm going to tell you where I learned that from. There's a book called Madame Guyon, something like that. And all the problems and the troubles she went through and she had to go through, she wrote the book in prison. They put her in prison. And she said she had, one day she told the Lord to pour it on me, God, pour it on me. She said because she found out when all them troubles and trials and tribulations, she got more revelations at that time from God. And God spoke to her more at that time and all that. So I said, you know, that's a good thought. And every time I tell somebody, they say, uh-uh, I ain't saying that. They would tell me, I know you're saying too. You ain't saying that either. Because I got enough stuff on me now.
Come on now.
Praise God. But let me tell you, the thing is, her whole life she didn't have anything as an excuse. Her children was taken from her. Her husband put her in jail, put her in prison because he thought she'd lost her mind talking about Jesus and the Lord. And that was in the, 18th century, 19th century, somewhere like that. He had her put in jail, committed. And that's where she stayed the rest of her life, in prison. But she wrote books from the prison. She did not neglect what God called her to do. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
She did not delay. I hope I still got my book. Anybody took it, did it? I give it to somebody to read? I don't know. I probably did. But anyway, praise God. See, she didn't have no excuses. And that book, it encouraged me when I was going through the years that I spent going through stuff. Years, I say. I ain't talking about 2 days or 1 month or 1 year. Years I spent going through. Some of it I caused, too. Bet you ain't gonna admit that issue. You got excuse for that, don't you? No, it wasn't it wasn't my doing. It's everybody but me. I didn't do it. And you know what? I used them excuses too. Not seeing the hand of God doing what? Preparing me for this season. See, God was preparing me for this season, do you see? So I didn't have no excuses. Not one. I had to get rid of all them excuses. Have you ever house cleaned? You know how we say spring cleaning? See, you know, spring cleaning. We got to clean. We clean the whole house down before we come to this time now, sanitizing the house and everything. Mm-hmm. We were doing that long time ago when spring cleaning came. Mm-hmm. Well, spring clean yourself and your mind and your heart. Mm-hmm. You got to spring clean it. Get some good disinfect.
Ooh, Jesus, disinfectant.
Jesus got the strongest disinfect there is. To clean your house, have a spiritual cleaning, and throw out a lot of unnecessary stuff. Okay? That's what we got to do. Lord, Jesus, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Let me tell you, there is no excuses in Christ Jesus, people. Don't keep hanging on to excuses. Don't keep neglecting God by using excuses in the slightest things. See, we use it in the slightest thing. Well, God knows that's another excuse. You don't want to do it. Or why you ain't doing it. That's why you say, God knows. Yes, he do. He certainly know that. But don't use that anymore as an excuse. I'm just trying to knock off all your excuses. So when I see you again, you ain't going to have no excuse. When I talk to you again, you ain't going to have no excuse. Because you know I don't go for excuses. I had to get rid of mine. You got to get rid of yours. All right, here is. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah. We thank God for that awesome word today from Apostle Porter. I know you all probably get tired of me saying awesome word, but you know what? It is an awesome word. It is always a right now word. I tell you, what excuse are you making today? You see, God did away with all our excuses when he sent his son to die on the cross for us, for our sins, and he walked the earth 33 and a half years without sin. Come on now. What excuse are we using today? Get rid of the excuse. And what is excuse? Excuse is attempt to lessen the blame attaching to a fault or offense. Seek to defend or justify. A reason or explanation put forward to defend or justify a fault or offense. You make excuse for everything that you do, and it's always somebody else's fault, never your fault. So today is time, as you hear the woman of God say, clean your house. What house you talking about? Your spiritual house. Clean it today. She have a message. Years ago, she preached, no room for rent. No room. As you continue to clean out those dog cobwebs, places that you haven't been in a long time, get rid of excuses. Get rid of unforgiveness. You wonder why you're sick. You wonder why stuff come upon you. Get rid of unforgiveness. I tell you, the teaching is awesome, and I stand today because I know who I follow. I know that God
an Apostle Gloria Porter. And I know when she prayed, and I know when she prophesied, I know it come to pass. And many people on this line that listen to this broadcast on a continual basis, if they want to testify, they will never see the word that she gave them fall to the ground and never come to pass. Because I tell them the devil is a liar. I tell you, God is an awesome God. Trust the word of God today. Believe the word of God today and stop making excuses. That's why your children are sick today. That's why you yourself are sick today. It's time now to stand up, trust God, take responsibility for what you have done, ask God for forgiveness, clean it up right now. This is no playing time. This is no joking time. When you see your loved ones leaving this earth, would your heart be able to hold that? Can you stand that today? It's time out for playing, time out for making excuse. It's time now to stand in God's word and do what thus say the Lord. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can visit our page on Facebook, Logan International Ministries. You missed the broadcast. You want to share it with a friend, share it on Facebook. Text it to somebody that they can listen to it in their free time. Maybe they was at work and couldn't hear the broadcast. Guess what? It's no excuse. You can send them the link. They can also go to blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it. The word is a blessing. You be a blessing to somebody today. Share the word. Share the word that God is giving you. He may just tell you to tell somebody today that God loves them. You put a smile on their face. You know, or he might just say, go hug this person. You don't know what that person is going through. That person may just about ready to give their life up. It's so much that we can do today for people that we don't have to broadcast. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. So you tune in tomorrow, Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And in any way, this broadcast has blessed you. This, the word, bless you. You can sow a seed into this radio broadcast to continue to keep it on air. You can sow a seed into the woman of God's life as she bring forth that word. You just want to plant a seed. For those of you that have Zelle, you can go to logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. And plant that seed today. Plant it today and trust God. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit the donate button. We do ask that in notes you specify whether you're planting a seed into the radio broadcast or sowing that seed into the woman of God's life. We do ask whatever donation that you're doing, please specify it in notes. Till then, be blessed and see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then stop to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I
let
God, let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. When I let go,
I let go, and
I
let God,
let him
have.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go
and I can let
God.
Let him have. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.